Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT network this morning. This Friday morning. Well, I'll tell you what, as we were driving in, it was a little bit foggy, but as we got closer to the city, the fog is lifting. It's Friday. It is the weekend. And you know what we did last night. We went to the final game of the State Little League games held right here in Alexandria. The game featured Lafayette All-Stars and South Lake Charles All-Stars, and it was an incredible game to see. And we want to thank all of our listeners who heard us talking about it on the radio and who showed up and showed out to root on all of the Little League All-Stars. Because you know what? It's not just about whether or not your child is playing. It's about supporting these young people. And it's about supporting our city. You know, again, we want to say kudos to the city of Alexandria. You guys were right on point. Chris Jacobs led the charge in just creating, really, D.C., an incredible atmosphere for the tournament. We went out yesterday. It promised to be a thriller, and it absolutely was. We just want to say congratulations both to Lafayette All-Stars and a big, big congratulations to South Lake Charles. They pulled it out, and it was just an incredible game. And we just can't say enough about the players, D.C., Lake Charles, though, however, they opened up the can. They opened it up early. And you know what? One of the things that they were saying on the Lake Charles side is, you know, to be the best, you gotta beat the best. And Lafayette was the team DC to beat. They had gone to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania last year, so all eyes were on Lafayette. They brought an incredible crowd, as did South Lake Charles, D.C., but it was, I mean, how do we begin to talk about what that game was last night?
I don't know. It was absolutely exciting. It's almost like watching miniature professionals play.
Uh-huh. It was so exciting. And the kids were just incredible to watch. And let's start with the pitching crew. Of course, Lafayette came out with their bull pitcher, Ethan Hines. You know, he pitched the first game. He pitched him out. And Lafayette ended up beating South Lake Charles in the first meeting.
Right.
And Ethan was their bull without a doubt. He was
absolutely
poised on the mound. It seemed the more he threw, the harder he threw, the more accurate he threw. But yesterday, he just, DC, could not get the job done.
Well, and he was throwing the same way. It's just that South Lake Charles had been playing every night.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed that they just caught up to the pitching.
And you said
they were popping. They just have a good hitting baseball team. And they caught up to the pitching.
And, you know, you said that.
They were hitting him.
You said if South Lake Charles catches up to the pitching, it would be some really big trouble. And let me tell you something. South Lake Charles pulled out the big sticks last night.
Yes, they did.
They had some big hitters. And what we loved most is that those kids stepped up to the plate just as poised as little men, fearless. And they stepped up to the plate, and it was almost like a home run derby. And then you started to see Ethan Hines, the Lafayette pitcher, become a little bit less poised, a little bit more human than he was night one.
Absolutely. They start to kind of break him down some. He was still throwing the same way. It's just that they sort of elevated their game and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he still pitched an outstanding game.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that when you have to throw strikes and the other team can hit him, because you have to throw strikes.
Right.
And so, but he was working the plate. He was throwing the ball all around. He's got a nasty curveball.
A nasty curveball. I heard at one point somebody say one of the coaches or the parents that was clocking the balls that he was throwing at about 72 miles an hour.
72 miles per hour. And towards the end, he had sort of failed to about 68 miles per hour, 62. But the other guy that was pitching for South Lake Charles, who was
Brian Lawrence, mm-hmm,
actually was throwing as better, but he put a
as
shot.
Good.
They got 0.
Uh-huh.
Lafayette had 0 points.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So
shut them down.
So Brian Lawrence and South Lake Charles shut the Lafayette team out. They scored 0 points.
Zero.
0 points. They pulled out the can very early. And I'm going to tell you, one team, one dream. And the dream is to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. But the next thing for this South Lake Charles team, D.C., is the regionals.
Absolutely. The regionals are going to be in Waco, Texas. And that's going to be starting at the beginning of next month.
Uh-huh.
Probably sometimes next weekend.
Let me tell you something. We just can't say enough about Kirkland Banks, Brian Lawrence, what is his name? Damani, you know, Joubert, they just had Carrier. These kids, not only did they step up, and we're talking about 11 and 12-year-old kids. They were amazing to watch. Not only did they step up like little professionals and get the job done, and we got to say about Lake Charles, who they're used to winning. Okay, so they were the team that everybody – Lafayette was the team that everybody wanted and needed to beat. But all the kids' attitudes, we can say, was just really, really, they really had good attitudes. And, you know, it's one thing to win, but it's another thing to know how to lose. You know, to be a gracious loser, if that makes sense. To be able to be graceful even in loss. And you know what? You could tell that Lafayette is not accustomed to losing, but just in fine spirit, they packed up, you know, and they seem to be very gracious. But we just can't say enough about the parents and the fans and the team from South Lake Charles. You guys were right on point. You really created a great atmosphere for baseball and for young people throughout the state. You know, it showed us as parents and Deuce as a player, because we were out there every night. And here was a team that came from the losing bracket because Lafayette beat them the very first game. So they had to play literally nightly. And we saw a team that didn't get flat, that their body language was good, because you know your body can say things even when you're not talking. And so it was just refreshing to see. But more importantly than that, we love the winning attitude. We love that both teams wanted to win, and they came out, DC, and they competed to win. There was a spirit of championship play. And we don't seem to have that necessarily in our area. And so we were really studying that environment, that energy, that let's get it done. You know, our teams are just grateful to get there. They don't have that same vitality, that same zeal to win. And so we were saying, where does this zeal come from? Where does this winning spirit come from? But it was written all over both teams where they expected to win. And so this is what we want our kids to see, and this is why we talked about it every single day, because we wanted to see parents come out. We wanted to see parents bring kids out so that you can see a different spin on baseball. You can see something that we're really not accustomed. Well, we aren't. Maybe other people are and other places are, but we were not accustomed to seeing this kind of work ethic, this kind of zeal. It was absolutely incredible. There was one mom that brought her 9-year-old out to the game last night, and she was literally trying to do her homework. And we said to her, you know what? You might as well put that book up. This game is so exciting. There's no way that you can read anything, you know, with the excitement and the energy that was encompassed in the stadium on yesterday. So we say to both teams, I think Lafayette probably went home last night, but I think a lot of the players and parents from South Lake Charles may have spent the night. We're not sure, but we wish them the best of luck headed to Waco, Texas, and we wish them safe travels as they're traveling home today. And we say thank you to Alexandria and Pineville for being such great hosts, for hosting such an incredible tournament, and just being on point, not only with the field and the cleanliness and just a great spirit. And so that's what we want to brag about when we have people come into our great city. It was an incredible game. The score was 7-0. It wrapped up. The tournament wrapped up. And guess what? It's Friday. It is the weekend, baby. We want you to have a great Friday. Stay on point. It's 7:43. It's July 27th. And guess what else is kicking off today? The 2012 Olympics in London. We'll tell you more about that right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. For more information, the number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are always on point and ready to serve you. Remember, it's hurricane season, so we want to make sure that every single person has what they need, not only for the storms of life, but for all the time when it comes to being insured with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number to phone is 318-487-4800. 1-888-1-888-1. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're looking for healthy hair. If your hair has just had it and it needs some restoration, it needs some TLC, Nora Clayton is where you want to start at Be Unique Hair Salon. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Now, as we switch gears yet again, we're still talking about sports. Many of you who listen to the OPT Network know that we had Jenaba Tarmo on the show. She was in the controversial dead heat race where she and Allison Felix finished in a dead heat. And there was such controversy about whether or not they'd have a runoff or not. Well, she has such an incredible spirit. Well, they're all headed to London. She won't be running in the 100-meter race, but she will be running. And so after 7 years of preparation, London is finally ready. The games are kicking off today. The first day of a historic event has been commandeered through the city and promoted the biggest security operation in recent history, the Olympic Games. We've been hearing a lot about the security and if they're ready or not, but London says they are ready. And so, you know, I was looking at the journey of the torch. It takes it 70 days, 8,000 miles to reach the destination of London, and it's going to be happening tonight. So many of you who watch the sports, the track and field, you know, the basketball, all of the sports, they're going to be starting and kicking off tonight, July the 27th, and it's going to actually go through Sunday, August the 12th. So lots of Olympics to be watched, lots of sports, gymnastics, hurdles. It doesn't matter what your sport of choice is, you can find it in the 2012 Olympics. And we're excited to watch. We're excited to see what's going to happen. And we're excited to see some of our favorites as they participate in, for many, their life's dream happening, you know, right in London, 2012. The 30th Olympiad happening tonight. So you can tune in for that, and we certainly will. And all eyes are going to be on Jenaba and her teammate and her friend, Allison Felix. So we wish not only those athletes the best, we wish all of the athletes that have traveled to London, all the swimmers, all the gymnasts, all of the people who have trained for years and years and years to see this reality of winning gold medal or just medaling come true. And, you know, every single day on the show, we talk about possibility. And that's why it was important for us to reach out to Jenaba Tarmo, because she spoke to possibility. And we look at people that are facing disappointments every single day in our own daily lives, our friends, our families. Things are just happening. And we've been calling it here on the OPT, we've been calling it a shift. But, you know, this journey through the tournament, the Little League tournament, and just this journey through life lets you know that everybody can't win, and it's not everybody's season. And so we talk about that a lot, understanding when it's your season and being able to be gracious when it's not. And so that's the spirit, I think, that Jenaba Tarmo really elicited throughout this journey, is that she understood that maybe this just wasn't her season. And she passed the torch figuratively and literally to her teammate and her friend, Allison Felix. And so that, to us, encompassed the Olympic spirit. And that's really what it's all about, understanding where you are in life and in life seasons. And when you really begin to embrace that, things happen in the earth realm. And we've talked about so often things not happening before it's time. And when things happen before it's time, oftentimes it doesn't work out. And so we say to the Lafayette team who made it to the Little League World Series last year and didn't make it on to regionals this year, everything happens in seasons, and we have to be just as gracious in losing as we are in winning. Because guess what? It doesn't, anybody can win, but can you be gracious when the coin is flipped, when the tables are turned? And that's what I think athletics teaches us. You know, it's not just about whether or not you're a sports fan. It's about digging down into the sport and into the people that play sports and saying, you know what? It's bigger than just a game. It's about building character. It's about helping our kids to grow and understanding, do you see, what it's like to be part of a team and seeing those kids and seeing people come together and gel and become one as a team. And we really, really watch that in its truest form. And I think it starts when our kids are young, what it means for them to be on a team and to know that it's not just about one individual, but it's about the totality of the entire team. It's about everybody giving their best and everybody being where they're supposed to be and doing, DC, what they're supposed to be doing. You know, and that's really what it's all about. And this week has just zipped by. I don't know if it has for you, but it certainly has for us. It's been a hot week. We want to remind you to stay hydrated. We want to remind you that people are traveling in our great city, and there are accidents that are happening every single day in that traffic circle, sometimes several times a day. So we want to remind you to be careful. Know that kids are still out of school. They're still playing. They're getting the last bit of summer in. And so we want you to be mindful as you're traveling about throughout your day. Watch out for kids, because they're not watching out for you. Stay engaged. Stay on point. We'll be back.
On the music, the radio, nobody's bugging. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Addictionologist Tenny McCarty.
We as women especially, we look so good on the outside, but you were talking about the inside. I want you to talk about that.
Having grown up in an alcoholic home, I made a decision my life was going to be different, and it looked different on the outside. But when we got inside that house, I was a rager. I abused my children with my mouth. And because I did not know that I was carrying so much of the rage and the anger from my past.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. And remember, if you're getting ready for school, as most of us are, and you're trying to figure out how to get those school uniforms paid for and what to do, well, no worries. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has a really, really cool low-interest loan, especially for back-to-school supplies, for uniforms, for school lunches, for the entire school rebuilding, if you will. So for more information on these back-to-school loans, here's what you can do. You can go to their website at www.heartcu.org, or you can simply phone the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at any of their three locations. The number to phone is 318-473-4562. Also, Davis One Stop, celebrating very soon 1 year, 1 year old, their 1 year anniversary. An incredible place to stop, DC, traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the show this Friday morning, it's 8:10, July 27th. And it's the weekend. I know I don't have to remind anybody of that. But, you know, we've been talking about sports and we've been talking about shifting. And we came across this really, really thought-provoking article in O Magazine. And it was written by Eckhart Tolle. And the title of the article is When You Don't Know What to Do. And, you know, that sounds like something strange maybe to talk about on Friday, because on Friday we seem to always know what to do. We're going to relax. We're going to kick back, most of us. We're going to enjoy the weekend doing what we enjoy doing. But for those people who are in the shift, and I kid you not, every single day, probably for the last few months, we've heard about people that have either lost their jobs or they're being downsized out of their jobs, or they're just having various different situations. And so this article was very on point, When You Don't Know What to Do. Eckhart Tolle is the writer of The Power of Now, and he explores how to arrive at a new kind of clarity when you're standing at one of life's crossroads. And today I know that a lot of people, although it's Friday, you're standing at a crossroads. And so this was just an article that we wanted to share. And he had a lot of great things to share in the article. And I know that there are many people that have been there and have made it through. But there are many other people that are standing at that proverbial crossroads and don't know what to do. He says one scenario is due to budget cuts. You may or may not be losing your job or have lost your job, or you're not sure if you should take that lower paying job at another company or just stay where you are in case things work out. A lot of people are trying to figure out whether they should leave their job, whether they should just stay at their job. People that have been downsized or fired from their jobs are trying to see if they should diminish their pride, if you will, and take a lesser paying job. And for many people, that's really, really tough. He even talks about people who are just having babies, people that need to move. They need to figure out what schools their kids are going to be going through or going to. You know, there are just so many various different scenarios. And as I was reading the article, and I started thinking on our own life's situations, when you don't know what to do, our motto has always been to be still. When you don't know what to do, I think the worst thing that you can do is to start doing a lot of stuff, because usually you're not thinking clearly. You're clogged up about if you've lost a job, you've got to grieve about that. You're probably going through a process of saying, why wasn't I good enough? Or blaming there's so many scenarios that happen in our minds. And so when you don't know what to do, the best thing, I believe, is to be still. To be still and hear from that still small voice that will lead you into the next thing. And what we're saying to our friends that are in those situations that they don't know what to do, sometimes God has such a way of pushing you out of where you are to get you to where you need to be. And during those pushes, those little nudges or those big nudges, it's very, very hard, DC. And I know that you and I have really, we've experienced those times when you just don't know what to do. Why are you laughing? We have, and we've gone through that, and you know, it's a tough place to be.
Well, I'm just wondering.
What are you wondering?
The question that I have now is that, you know,
what
about the person who's gotten fired and they deserve to be fired?
Well, that's a very, very true scenario. The person that's gotten fired and deserves to get fired, maybe that's
because they were not doing what they should have been doing.
And maybe that's a wake-up call for that person, but it still doesn't ease the pain. And usually when you get fired and you deserve to get fired, you don't think you deserve to get fired until some time of reflection. You know, we've been there too.
Right.
You know, I've been fired before, and I know it's tough. And when you get fired, you certainly don't think that you did anything wrong, because most of us are, let's face it, we're self-righteous.
True.
But so for those people that have gotten fired, maybe it's a wake-up call to get your mind right. And for those people who maybe don't,
well,
go
you
ahead.
Were saying, you were saying that, you know, and we do this when we don't know what to do. We just don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have a job,
right,
and I have bills to pay, shouldn't I be trying to get another job? And I should be trying to get my mind right, but I have to, you know, everybody just can't afford to sit out. You know, a lot of people don't have those types of savings accounts where they can just sit out for, you know, 3, 4, 5 months at a time. I mean, they need to get back to work immediately.
This is true, but then what people are faced with, and we've got friends that are faced with this, that have been fired from very high-paying jobs, and it's just like the article said, do you, and I don't want to say diminish, but do you suck your pride up and take a lesser paying job, or do you feel that is beneath you? You know, and I'm not saying sit out for any long period of time, but I'm
right.
saying when you don't know what to do,
right.
you should gather information, but I don't know if you should rush out there, even when you do need to pay your bills. I believe you do need to get a job, but I think that you've got to find some perspective and you've got to find out why these things have happened before you can go to the next thing. I think gather that information, but rushing out and, you know, because you're usually in a haze, you're usually in a frenzied state. So I think you do have to be still for a minute. I'm not saying that, you know, you should take 10 years off, of course, but what I'm saying is that you really, really need to be reflective. And he says the first step is usually to collect information. He said you have to look at the facts of the situation. He said what's for and what's against. So weigh the pros and cons. He says, but even then, you still may not be able to come up to a conclusion. For example, he says if you're choosing between, you know, houses, a 2 or 3 bedroom house, and they're just about the same price and they're just about the same kind of neighborhood, you're not going to go, you know, get very far. He says you should weigh the pros and cons when looking at making vital decisions. And I think that's true even when you're weighing the pros and cons of getting another job or taking a job that pays less. And sometimes in this economy, that high-paying job that you had, there may not be high-paying jobs as high as you were making. They may not be as plentiful as a lesser-paying job.
Right.
So it's a real quandary. It's a real, you know, you're really in between sort of a rock and a hard place.
Well, shouldn't you, if you have a family and you have bills to pay, shouldn't you take whatever job you can get until you can get the type of job you want?
That is a good question. And I think that there are many people that are pondering that. But then there's also that thing called pride.
Right.
A lot of people are defined by their title.
Right.
About who they are.
But what if you don't have a title? Are you still defined by no title?
You know, it's sad to say. Some people are just not going to do it. Some people just refuse to work for a certain amount of money. And I think, again, that is pride. But at some point, especially if you're a man, and we know men are hunters and providers, you know, men do what they have to do, don't you think?
Absolutely. I know I did.
Absolutely.
Of course there's things you really don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we have to grow up and say, okay, I don't want to do this, but I have to do it, and I don't have to do it forever.
Right.
And I guess that is one of those issues where we're more concerned of what others think of us as we are about how we're going to feed our families.
Right. And maybe that is, you know, a word for somebody. You know, maybe we are so concerned about what others think of us, especially when we get defined by what we do and our titles. And we were having this conversation the other day, and you know, we've been in so many situations over the last 22 years of being married, of, you know, peaks and valleys, highs and lows, ups and downs, whatever you want to call them. And I said to DC, as the tide is shifting and things are changing, even around us, I said, I never again want to be defined by what I do. You know, I want to be defined by just who I am, not by what I do. In other words, if I'm no longer able to live my dream and do what I want to do, I don't want to be bound by that. I don't want to be defined by that. And I think when you become, and it's natural. It is natural to become defined by, I am the manager, or I am the president, or I am the queen, or whatever. You become defined by what you do and your job title.
Right.
And if by chance that changes, it almost diminishes the self. And I think that that's an issue that many people have, DC, and none of us ever really verbalize it. We never talk about it, because you really don't understand that you're defined by what you do or your title until you no longer have that title. And so when we find out who we truly are, and that we're just innately good or okay just because we are, then if that title or if that job changes, then you're still okay. And so for my friends that are going through, you know, I have sent them emails and text messages and voice messages that say, you know what? I love you no matter who you are, no matter where you work. I just love you anyway. You know, our friendship, our relationship wasn't predicated on what you did and your job title. And I think we get in this vicious cycle. And I don't know about men, but I think women especially, we're so proud of our title and what we do. And we put so much value and importance on those titles. And the reason why I can say it is because I've been there. But, you know, when you get free from that and you get released from that, you know that you could go work at the corner store and you could still be okay. But it's about being okay with who you really are and understanding that sometimes you have to sit out a season. You've got to come out of the game because God's trying to get your attention. He's got something so much better for you than you could even ever imagine. And we just can't see it because we can't get past ourselves, past our titles.
So you're saying we have to become humble and willing?
I think so. I think we have to become humble and willing. But even deeper than that, DC, I think that not everybody, but many people are in a struggle for them, their true selves and who they truly are. And I know that we've struggled through that, and we've struggled through the challenges of finding our real self. And I believe on this Friday morning, you know, not trying to kill anybody's buzz on Friday, because, hey, we know we're all up and we're all excited. But we've all got friends that are shifting, that are going through challenges and changes. And I think that we as friends and people in our community, we've got to really know how to encourage those people around us. Because sometimes you can be so devastated by where you are that you forget who you are and whose you are. And so I go back to the question, when you don't know what to do, what do you do? It's a deep, deep question, DC, for a Friday morning. When you don't know what to do, what do you do? Well, one thing I can say is you keep your head held high, and you know that this is just a season. And you know that you know when you know who you are. Whose you are, if that makes sense, that God has a great plan for you. And sometimes you just gotta go through a thing to get to the next thing. And in that process of sitting down, coming out of the game of life, then you gotta look at all your failures. You've gotta look at all your successes. You've got to look at the totality of what has brought you here. You got to take what's good, and then you've got to take what's not so good, and then you've got to take everything in between and work it out. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a med-surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hick
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, this is National Poetry Slam champion and HBO Deaf Poet Sonya Renee, and I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, if you're 40 years old and older, we want you to go and get your free mammogram. This is for women, again, who are 40 years old and older. It doesn't matter if you're uninsured or underinsured. This is something that is so very important. Early detection is the key. Also, get wired satellites. You can phone them at 318-767-2220. McDonald's of Pineville. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Avoyelles Parish, Kyle Wolf is a great neighbor, and he's there to serve you. You can phone him at 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Well, you know, we were talking about not knowing what to do when the challenges of life come and what you should do. Well, you know, there is a very, very old saying that people only see what they're prepared to see. And Ralph Waldo Emerson is the author of that quote. And I'll just say this, DC, about that. You know, we only see what we're prepared to see. And sometimes that means having to sit down and having to look at life and really see what's there as opposed to what you're thinking is there. Really get into some real acceptance and real truth. And that's where most of us miss it and have a hard time. But I'm telling you, I think that this morning's conversation is no accident, especially for those people that are going through changes. You know, changes, nobody really likes change. But change has to happen for things to move, to grow, and to go. And that's the only way things become different. It's by changing. And although you may not want to accept or face the changes, if you'll just look at the change as something that is good and not evil, something that is meant for your good, and you begin to quantify it as good for you, no matter how it feels. See, sometimes we get caught up in a feeling. I feel. Sometimes you just have to know that even when you don't know, that a job, a title, that those things are not your source. And I know that's tough. And DC mentioned it earlier. He said, well, what do you do? Everybody can't afford to sit down and do nothing. And I don't mean that in the sense of not preparing. I don't mean that in the sense of not getting yourself prepared for the next thing. I mean sitting and reflecting on life and where you've right. been so that you can get to the next place.
Right.
He is so hilarious. And so you guys know what I mean. It's Friday and he's feeling, are you feeling a little silly this morning?
Oh, I'm cool.
You're cool? So my point is just finding your place and knowing that a job or a title, that they're not your true source. That God has a great source for you and he is the source and that he knows exactly what we need, when we need it. And when we begin to trust that, and sometimes it's about trust. Sometimes it's about us wanting to be in control of everything and everybody, including our job and the people around us. And sometimes we get that wake-up call that, you know what? You're not in control at all. He is. And so sometimes he really needs to get our attention to let us know that he is in control. And so when you know that he is in control and you trust that, and trust me, we're having to go through some of those same things where we realize we are not in control at all. And that's where your faith is put to its real test, when you have to know that you know that you know that there is a higher, a greater source other than yourself that is perfecting everything that concerns you, that perfects everything that concerns your family, your bills, your livelihood. And so I hope that that will encourage somebody this morning. And more than that, to be able to find joy in the face of adversity. I'm going to tell you, DC and I have been going through so many challenges that we just have to get up and laugh. Because we know, and this is what we want to share with you, we know that when all of these things start happening, and it seems like all hell is breaking through in your life, I promise you, breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough is on the other side of it.
That's right.
Breakthrough is happening. But I'm going to tell you, you'll never see it if you don't just stand. Stand in it. Because I'm telling you, you're not alone. Everybody, everywhere is going through something, whether you know it or not, whether people are sharing it or not. But when all those things just start to happen and you feel like, what could possibly happen next? You know that there's a breakthrough for you on the other side. But sometimes now, before you get through to the other side, you got to go through some things. And sometimes you got to sit down.
Right.
Sometimes you got to know that you've got to fold, but you only fold for a time. You fold so that you can hear the voice of God, so that you can regroup, so that when you come back, the next time you'll understand. You'll understand where you got off track, and you'll be very, very careful and know that all of the great things that happen, all of the great accolades, you'll know not to read your own press clippings. You'll know not to believe all of that. You'll know that when you do great things and when people say that you're great, you'll know that it's not you, but you'll know that it's that God chose to use you for the greater good. And sometimes when we don't play right, we've got to sit down on the bench and we've got to retool and we've got to figure it out. And we've got to have some things open, our minds open, so that when we come back, it'll be bigger, better, and greater. Y'all, it's Friday. It feels good. Even if you're going through the shift, you know what? You can have what you say. You're on point, everybody.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinla, one heartbeat at a time. For more information, you can phone their offices at 318-442-0106. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, you can phone 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. The number you can phone is 318-443-5741. It doesn't matter if you've got a domestic or a foreign vehicle. The good folks at Daryl's Auto Service is there to service your vehicle. Also, Southwest Beverage, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com for the Southwest safety messages, Southwest Beverage safety messages. And if you're just joining us, you know, this morning is just really a word of encouragement for those people that are going through challenges. And I know oftentimes it's not just the loss of employment, the loss of title, but really this morning I think it's a word about understanding who we all are and knowing that God has a great plan for each and every one of our lives. And this morning we want to send a special and heartfelt condolence to Jocelyn Jacobs. She lost her mother, Miss Hazel Jacobs. She went home to be with the Lord, 89 years young, and she's had a long life. But you know, when it comes to losing your mother, whether you've lost your mom or not, we're never, ever ready. No matter how old, we're never ready to lose our moms. So we say to Jackie and to her family and to Jackie's father, they were married some 68 years. And so you know that the dad is going to have some serious challenges. So we want to remember to keep them in our thoughts and prayers as they're going to have her homegoing celebration on tomorrow. And we just want to remember all of those people that are experiencing loss right now. And for Jackie, it was very sudden because her mom had not been ill. And so that makes it just all the more challenging. And so we just want Jackie to know, her family, her dad, that you guys are in our thoughts and prayers, and we will continue to pray for you as you celebrate your mother's life, your sister, your wife, as you celebrate the life that she lived for some 89 years. So for all of you who know Jackie, she is really the person who's on point at the radio station, who makes sure that things happen the way that they should. And she talks to a lot of the pastors, a lot of the people who have shows, and just make sure that everything runs the way that it needs to. So we want to encourage all of you to pray for her and to send her family your thoughts, your well wishes as they're going through. So just want to let people know that maybe hadn't known, and she's going to have some challenging days ahead. So we want to remember to keep her in prayer. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Friday. It's the weekend, and I know that everybody is getting geared up to just take a deep breath and say, you know what? The week is over for those people who celebrate, who live to celebrate the weekend. It's here. And we just want to encourage you to be safe this weekend, to have a good time, and to celebrate life. You know, with all of the death We're hearing about people dying every single day. Celebrate those people that you love. And love those people that are here. Because what we're finding out about life is that life is really, really fleeting, really short. And I don't know how many times I've taken the microphone and said that. But, you know, there is always somebody that's going through something that might be just a little bit more challenging than what you're facing. So, you know what? Take this weekend, take this time to celebrate those people in your life that are important, people that we forget to celebrate. You know, we're so busy celebrating others that we never celebrate and tell the people that are right in front of us, the people that we think that we have forever to say, I love you. I appreciate you. You know what? Why don't you take the time to do that today and celebrate those people that don't often get celebrated? And you know what? Sometimes you just have to celebrate yourself. Give yourself a break and tell yourself that it's okay. And you know what? Despite what the pundits say and all of the psychologists and the people who write articles, sometimes it's okay not to know. And it's okay to know that you don't know. And when you don't know, that's when you open up to possibility. And then for those people that are going through, we want to say this, trust the process. You know what? That's probably the hardest thing sometimes to do is just trust the process. But if you'll look back over the span that has been your life, if you look at all of the times that you had struggles and you had challenges and you had hard times, and you didn't know how you would make it, the process always worked. And so that's what we have to do. We have to look back at those times when we thought we just didn't know how we would make it through. We didn't know what was on the other side. Sometimes we couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, if that's you this morning, I'd say to you, trust the process. Because you know what? The process has always worked. And it's not going to stop because you're going through challenges today. It's not going to stop because you've lost someone that is near and dear to your heart. Trust the process because it absolutely works. And when you take yourself out of it and know that God's got your back, that there's a bigger, better, greater plan for your life than you could ever even think or ask for, when you start just confessing those good, positive things about yourself, about your life, about your circumstances, about your family, you will begin to see the manifestation of great things happening. And it may not happen in an hour. It may not happen in a day. It may not happen in a week. But remember what it's called. It's called a process. And every process has to start. And so this Friday, as you celebrate the people that you love, celebrate yourself, celebrate the process. Because I guarantee you, as you're sitting at your desk or you're driving in, you're saying, you know what? That's absolutely right. Every time I went through something and I never could have imagined how it would end, how it would come out in a good, positive way. It always did. Things always work out. They just do. And if you can trust that, and if you can believe that, and if you can begin to speak that, it's going to be even bigger, better, and greater. But remember, not just Monday, but every day you can have what you say. And because we know that's true, start saying what you want to have. Start saying what job you want, what career you want, what your dream job is, what you believe that God created you to do. Start saying it. Write your vision. Make it plain. Put it where you can see it every single day. And get somebody that will believe it with you. Where two or more people come together touching and agreeing whatever we ask. He said he'll do it. Y'all, it's Friday. We're out of time. It is a great, great, great day. And it's going to be a great weekend. Just remember, celebrate yourself. Celebrate those people that we forget to celebrate. You know, all the time we hear about people that society is celebrating. But you know what? You don't have to have a cause or a reason. Just celebrate you today. Just do you. Take this day to just give yourself a hand. Celebrate within yourself. You know, it's like Lettucey says, you know, celebrate yourself. Give yourself a hand. It doesn't matter if anybody does. It doesn't mean that you're selfish and self-centered or conceited. It just means it's the weekend and you can do something different today. We want to encourage you to have a great and a safe weekend. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. Celebrate you today. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. You know what? We're going to see you right back here on Monday, God willing. Have a safe weekend.